The Jacksonville Humane Society shelter is packed.
We take care of about 6,000 animals a year.
Amy Pierce works here. She says people adopt some of those animals for medical reasons.
Yeah, we have people come through to adopt and they mention that they're adopting an animal for a service purpose. Could be they have an autistic child or something like that where they think it would benefit to have a dog. But we do see that a lot.
But every landlord isn't jazzed to accommodate people who require an animal for emotional support. Human Rights Commission Executive Director Charlene Hill says she deals with a lot of that type of discrimination.
We had a case recently where the organization had a no pet policy. Doesn't matter. She has the required medical documentation to show she needs the animal. You're required to allow her to have it.
Hill says right now about 400 cases involving housing, employment, and public accommodation need the commission's attention. So having to let three staffers go last year took a toll.
When we had more staff, we may have had caseloads that were on an individual basis, maybe an average of 30 cases. Now the average caseload is probably 50.
And people facing discrimination are frustrated.
They say, well, it's been 30 days since I've heard anything. Well, it could be 30 more. It could be 60 more.
City Council budget hearings are scheduled to wrap up Friday. Hill says it's not looking like the Human Rights Commission will get any additional funding this year. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.